Biden eases process for Afghans to arrive in U.S. amid vetting failures. By John Binder on July 18, 2022. President Joe Biden's federal agencies are making it even easier for Afghans to arrive in the United States despite vetting failures noted by federal officials. On Monday, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and State Department announced that the agencies were easing the process for tens of thousands of Afghans hoping to get to the U.S. In particular, Afghan applicants will only have to file a single form when petitioning the federal government to give them a special immigrant visa, SIV. DHS, as noted in a recently revealed report, evacuated into the U.S. over 70,000 Afghans as of late December 2021. The total number of Afghans resettled in the U.S. is larger. Specifically, Biden has resettled more than 85,000 Afghans in American communities across 46 states since mid-August 2021 and plans to continue resettling tens of thousands of Afghans throughout the year while asking Congress to authorize the resettlement of Afghans for the next decade. The resettlement failed to properly vet Afghans against counterterrorism databases. The Department of Defense's Inspector General revealed in an explosive investigation in February. As of November 2021, the report states that 50 Afghans already in the U.S. have been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties have since disappeared in the U.S. in one instance. Only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. The resettlement was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans, who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. Refugee contractors, the non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that rely on American taxpayer money to resettle refugees across the U.S. annually, secured billions as a result of the funding measures. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee. And within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida, the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.